More calls in Labadee, Haiti are canceled. A cruise ship investigation in the Statue of David returns. Cruise News Today starts now.
From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studio, this is Cruise News Today on location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, March 19th. Royal Caribbean has proactively begun informing guests booked on upcoming sailings that include Labadee, Haiti, that their itineraries have been altered to exclude this port of call. Now, this decision extends beyond the recent cancellations that happened last week and now impacts sailings through at least mid-April. Alternate ports so far have been Grand Turk, a double stop at Perfect Day, or just a sea day. The adjustments have been made just out of caution and not due to a direct conflict of violence at Labadee, Haiti. And officials have revealed that the Viking Sky cruise ship incident, which was involved in that dramatic evacuation off the coast of Norway 5 years ago due to engine failure during a storm, should have never sailed. If you recall, the ship, which was carrying around 1,400 people, faced a crazy situation when a large wave crashed through its glass doors, injuring dozens and leading to a daring helicopter rescue of nearly 480 passengers. Now, the cause of the incident was already disclosed a few years back. The engine was low on oil, but this incident prompted an investigation that criticized both the operational and technical deficiencies. The Norwegian Safety Investigation Authority concluded that the ship failed to meet safety standards, highlighting insufficient lubricating oil in the diesel generators and identifying several safety oversights. And finally, that replica of Michelangelo's David that sat on Carnival Pride for nearly 20 years before its removal back in 2023 is set to embark on a new journey aboard Carnival Firenze. Now, Carnival Firenze, which was named after the city of Florence, is actually the city that houses the original statue of David in the Accademia Gallery, will call Long Beach home starting next month. The ship will depart on its inaugural cruise on April 25th. And cruise line stocks showed very little movement on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation 16.06, Royal Caribbean 129.41, and Norwegian 19.44. If you have a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Here in the hotel at the Rome Airport, about to catch a flight back to the U.S. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.